The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Huang with you. For now, it's time for Why It Matters. When you buy an electrical appliance, how often do you do that? I mean, is it a long process before deciding what you would get?
In my case, yes. I recently got a new aircon.
Okay.
And wow, it took me days to just look at the various models.
All the ticks and all that, right?
Yeah. Correct. All the ticks and stuff like that. And to see also what's value for money at the same time. So it's about being eco-conscious, yet value for money, and ensuring that it's a product that actually works and can last.
So what you're talking about essentially is mindful consumption. You know, people are really looking at all this, right? Sustainable, ethical, economically friendly purchases. But aside from paying attention to that, consumers are also increasingly drawn to after-sales service. You know, prolonged usage of the product. It's you don't simply want to waste and then replace, right?
Buy and throw away is the colloquial version of
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And last year, Bosch Home Appliances actually saw a 285% year-on-year increase in the number of extended warranty purchases, a number that has already been surpassed in 2021. And this simply highlights, of course, the growing value that brands' after-sales services now have in the eyes of consumers. I'm so glad this is happening. But the question is, will conscious consumption really change the way home appliances businesses operate in general? We are joined now by Jacqueline Tay. She is Head of Consumer Services at BSH Home Appliances. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Elliot and Bharati and Breakfast Huddle's listeners. Thank you for having me today.
Let's talk about BSH Home Appliances. I was looking at your website and it looks like, you know, throughout the value chain, you're very eco-conscious. You're espousing the circular economy. While your carbon footprint looks to be small, give us an idea of your business footprint.
Right. So at Bosch, we see the importance in preventing environmental pollution and reducing climate change the best that we can. That is why we are minimizing our environmental impact by reducing our carbon footprint and using eco-friendly materials and components to make our home appliances ready for our circular economy. This is the corporate vision, and at our country level, we are constantly innovating to deliver best-in-class products and customer service to meet our consumers' eco-conscious needs. And we look beyond just creating quality hardware. Instead, we look at hardware plus, which means going beyond the hardware aspects. We find ways to provide consumers with a comprehensive suite of services that they can rely on before and after their purchases to maintain their appliances' quality and functionality. Something that they can use and rely on as long as possible and reducing replacements.
That is very good. I am curious though, at BSH Home Appliances, which is the most popular item?
In fact, we do have a lot of popular items, for example, our dishwashers, because we still have a lot of market in Singapore, which I think conventionally we are not so used to using dishwashers.
All lazy, they want to use dishwasher, I know.
But in fact, dishwashers actually has a lot of benefits to it because we are not aware that there is also hygiene purposes that we use dishwashers. Yeah.
I hear you save some water as well. It's not uncontrollable water use.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, so really, truly a circular economy, yeah? Tell us more about the specifics of how the pandemic has impacted your company.
Right. So as we know, conscious consumers want to make home appliances purchases knowing that they will last for years to come. It is something that requires not just quality products, but also proper maintenance. Therefore, it is crucial that home appliances businesses look beyond just creating quality hardware. As I earlier mentioned as well, we are going beyond to become a hardware plus company. providing consumers with a comprehensive suite of services that consumers can rely on before and after their purchases to maintain their appliances' quality and functionality. So aftercare services in particular can make a world of a difference in transforming a simple home appliance purchase into a delightful household experience for consumers. And this is precisely why Bosch has introduced a holistic end-to-end support services throughout our consumer journey, especially with its extended warranties that offers consumers the peace of mind that their appliances will be well taken care of by their manufacturers, even after long of the original purchase. And these end-to-end support services have actually become a core aspect of the entire Bosch experience, which we saw it contributing to a 52% increase in our customer satisfaction rating, something that we are very proud of since 2018 to 2020. And once again, this highlights the demand for such services.
Mm. So yeah. I'm a typical Singaporean customer, so I'm reading, oh, there's all these supply chain issues, but you guys are also doing the extended warranty thing. I want to buy a new dishwasher. Jacqueline, is the cost potentially going to be passed on to me?
Right, so this is why we are always innovating in our products, offerings and services to our consumers. So in a way, we are always educating consumers to do maintenance so that they can prolong the lifespan of the appliances. And talking about reducing costs for repair services, which is why we have also introduced the extended warranty that can offer consumers the peace of mind that their appliances are well taken care of while maintaining their repair costs low. Because typically for extended warranties, it will be much lesser cost as compared to a one-time repair of a normal out-of-warranty repairs.
Great.
Mm. You know, my parents often say, oh, they don't make things like they used to, because the fan that they bought in 1980 lasted till the year 2000. But nowadays you buy a fan and it's, you know, it's out of order within 3 years or something like that. The thing is, I'm not sure if other businesses are seeing the value of extending the lifespan of appliances. How do you think they can be sold on this? I mean, people take a simplistic view, right? If I sell something that lasts a long time, I won't make much sales in the years ahead. So how do you get more people on board in regard to this way of doing business?
Right. For Bosch, our focus has always been to address the actual needs of our consumers. And we believe in building a long-term relationship of trust with the consumer. So it has always been our philosophy from the start to focus on their core needs. And with this focus, we strongly believe that the businesses will be rewarded with loyal support from customers who believe in businesses who are genuine and ethical in long run.
So, you know, let's talk about the current landscape where a lot of customers, they are more concerned about the environment. And obviously, you mentioned a little bit earlier on how that's at the forefront of, you know, the sort of business philosophy that you guys are taking on. Tell us a little bit about what you expect in terms of consumption, conscious consumption, and how that will change the way home appliances businesses have to operate.
Right. So as I earlier mentioned, it is critical that home appliances look beyond just creating quality hardware now. So we need to provide more consumer comprehensive suite of services that they can rely on before and after. So with more remote working and home-based learning, many of us are spending a great deal more time at home. That kind of trigger a renewing interest in home improvement projects to spruce up everyday routines. And plus, access to information online from all kinds of social media has also brought a lot of focus on climate change and its detrimental impact. So this has significantly educated and inspired consumers to drive towards the positive changes. So paying attention to how things are made or sourced, consumers, especially homeowners, are increasingly invested in ways to breathe new life into quality purchases, prolonging their usage as opposed to simply replacing and creating waste. So this trend has also been reflected in growing investments in aftercare services for appliances. And we have seen that with a 15% increase in our clean and care product sales. And at the same time, our tips and maintenance requests have also experienced a 60% jump since 2020.
Hmm. I can already imagine some of our listeners now saying, oh, you know, there are tips, the DIY things that I can do to maintain my appliance properly. Give us some of those. I mean, while you provide a great suite of services to encourage this, surely there are things that individuals can do on their own at home to maintain their appliances better, ensure that they last.
Thank you for asking. Now, as most of us are spending more time indoors, we are using our home appliances more frequently, and people tend to overlook its importance to maintain the appliances. So even if they look nice on the outside, it is really important that the inside is clean every now and then to preserve their longevity. And more importantly, this should be done also for safety and hygiene purposes. Now, just to give some examples of the essential appliances we are ever so reliant on at home, I believe cooker hobs and hoods tops the list. And from what we see from social media platforms nowadays, many are cooking and baking more, especially during this pandemic period. So as we are happily enjoying the great food and fun from cooking, grease, dust and dirt are also happily forming on these appliances after cooking. And don't mind if I ask you, Elliot and Verity, has it occurred to you that a lack of cleaning can actually result in a fire?
Yes. I clean the time. I'm OCD.
Well, yeah.
Actually,
good,
same
and,
here.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Because we do have consumers that doesn't realize this, and it is really important. Because if you Google the top causes of fires in kitchen in Singapore, unattended cooking is one of them. And I believe most of us are guilty of that. Mm. So actually, there is a risk that the oil, when left alone, could get hot enough to self-ignite, causing a fire. So imagine appliances that have accumulated grease, dust and dirt. So they are of higher risk of fire occurring. Okay. So we have actually mandate our team to always educate our customers to be aware of the importance of cleaning. The hood's carbon filters are one of the important parts to be replaced at least half yearly or once a year. Then to wash the external metal mesh filter. And for hobs, especially gas ones, you need to ensure to check and clean the holes and grooves of the burner parts to be free of residue like baked on food or grease stuck so that the flames are able to ignite properly. So I know we are entering the festive season soon, so many will start baking as well. So just to give some tips on ovens, my recommendation is to use a suitable cleaning gel to clean the interior cavity of the appliances, because we do not want something too abrasive that may damage the cavity or too mild that is unable to remove the stain and grease. And it is important also always to remember to leave the door ajar to ventilate and dry the oven after each bake. That is to minimize the oxidization and rust within its interior, as rust is something that we are unable to repair.
So, Jacqueline, you're saying, and this is just really the last one, just to quickly wrap up. You're saying after I'm done using the oven, I've heated up something, I should leave it ajar for a while the oven cools down.
Right. That is very important.
Okay. Because some people get confused that should they just close it back and let the thing cool down? But I'm glad you've cleared that up for us. Jacqueline Tay, Head of Customer Service, BSH Home Appliances. Thank you for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. My pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.